Okay, we are up to, Rav Lozer said that an arul can be maza. And he made a kavachomer. A tfuyam can't touch truma. This is the way it ended up being. An arul can sprinkle on somebody. He can be maza the water of the paraduma. And he had a kavachomer. Marach a tfuyam who can't touch truma can sprinkle. That we learn from a pasuk. So for sure, an arul who can touch kachim for sure can sprinkle. We had a raya from a brisa. We are up to the word mesvei. Hard to identify, I guess. The easiest way is to go across from Taisus Hasam and come down three lines. And the last word of the line is mesvei. Mesvei. We have a kash on Rav Elazar. Tumtum shekidesh kedusha pasul. A tumtum who mixes the ashes with the water. Now in Yuma, there's a whole sugya in the Gemara. It goes through who has to do all parts of Paraduma. The Gemara goes through it, working with the Psukim and Parshas Chukas, to show me some things have to be done by a Kayan, some things can be done by Yisrael, some things have to be done by a man, some things can even be done by a lady, cotton. So that's the discussion there. So part of the discussion is, Tumtum Shekidesh Kedusha Pasul. A Tumtum, whose genital area is covered, who does the mixing of the ashes with the water. That's called being mekadesh to mechatas. He actually mixes the ashes with the water, which, by the way, is done in every city, as I explained. I think that they used to send the ashes around all Eretz Yisrael. And wherever it was, there were people in charge of being maza. And they used to take some of the ashes and mix it with well water, Maim Chaim, and they sprinkled from it. If the mixing was done by a tumtum, it's pasul. Why? They should suffic arul, because he's a suffic arul. The arul pasul lekadesh, and an arul cannot mix the ashes and the water. Now, based on the Gemara and Yuma, whoever can't mix can sprinkle. So this is the kasha. The Brisa says an arul can't mix. And we know that whoever can't mix can't sprinkle. Therefore, an arul that sprinkles, it's no good. That's the kasha. To contradict the Brisa, it's the kasha on Rav Elazar who said it one way. Correct. Dr. Gemara van Dragonis, Shekiddush, Kedusha Kasha. This is continuing the Brisa. Once we bring the Brisa, we bring the Brisa in totality. An Andragonis who mixes the ashes in the water, that is kasha. Because a woman can do it. So an androgynous is either a man, a woman, or a different creature, a different barrier. Either way, there's no restriction that it has to be a man. He's not an arul. On the male organ, a bris was done, and therefore, he can do the mixing of the ashes in the water. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer? Av androgynous shekiddush kedusha b'sulam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The androgynous that mixes the ashes, it's pasul. Why? Mishas Suffolk Isha, because an androgynous might be female. The Isha Psulam in the Kaddish. And Rabbi Yehuda derives from Sukkim that it has to be done by a man, not by a woman. Tani Mia, what we want is Aro Suffolk Aro Pasul in the Kaddish. What we want is the part that says that an Aro or a Suffolk Aro cannot do Kiddush. And the one who can't do Kiddush can't do Hazah. The Raya that an Aro is Pasul for Hazah. I'm Rabbi Yitzhak. High time to turn to the Bay Rabbi Kiva. Shano, you're right. But that Bryce is in Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Marbulay, the Aro Kitame. He says an Aro is like a Tame. So, by saying an Aro is like a Tame, Tame can't do Kiddush. Not a Tuyayim, a real Tame. The beginning of the Bayrik, we had a question why an Aro can't eat Truma. Rabbi Lazar learned it out. Rabbi Lazar learned it out from Xer Rishavah. And Rabbi Kiva said, ish. The rabbis are okitame. The extra ish says an aro is like a tame. So the Yosef's understanding of that is not that halachically an aro is like a tame, but an aro is treated like a tame. Whatever restriction a tame has, an aro has as if he's tame. Therefore, a tame can't sprinkle, so an aro can't sprinkle either. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. And this Rashi is going to learn Rabbi Kiva. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Mutar ba'azah de paru. Aro shemutar shekidesh. she'irev eifemayim. I'm dragging in some oil shekidush kedusha kasher. So I feel that ishik sherev lekadosh l'rabbanon. Rabbanon hold even a woman can do it. L'kama yofino tamayu. The Gemara will bring out where we know that from. Rabbi Kiva bereish pirkin ish misera aaron. Shmamina b'derabbi arul gabi tmeim. Shmamina dichadodi lino. To the point we have filu l'ngia the true master. That means according to Rabbi Kiva, arul is a kind of tumah. The Torah is saying arul katame, the way Rav Yosef understands it. Arul is a kind of tumah, and therefore he can't touch truma. Now, unlike a real tameh who touches truma, makes the truma tameh, I don't know if an arul would be metameh truma. I don't know if it would go that far. But Rabbi Kiva holds that the Torah is saying whatever a tameh can't do, an arul can't do.
So
he didn't need the Torah, we said that already. I was sitting by Rav Yosef when he said this answer. The Kashali, and I had a problem. Why is there no Mishnah that has Aro and Tameh restricted in things that a Tameh is restricted in? Besides for Truma and Kachim, we don't find that anywhere it should say that a tummy can't do it, an arrow can't do it. A tummy can't walk into the base of Migdash, an arrow can't walk into the base of Migdash. Never found such a thing. Why isn't there any mention that according to Rabbi Kiva, whatever restriction a tummy has, an arrow has?
He mentioned it once, but he keeps the mention.
There is no mention. It's a brisa. There's no Mishnah. There's no Mishnah that says, ever, that an arrow and a tummy have the same restrictions. It says an arrow can't eat truma, but that can be halacha in eating truma. Not that he's actually a tameh, that he can't touch truma.
Based on that's not good enough.
It's not explicit. It doesn't say that this is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Doesn't say it. Zakti Gemara. So therefore, Rabbi dismisses it. Because he learns Aron Ketameh doesn't mean we actually treat him like a tameh that he can't touch truma. Aron Kitame is a learning halacha that he can't eat truma. From Ish, where it talks about not eating truma, it says the rab is a sorrow. Not that he's actually a tameh, not that he can't touch truma. We're not giving him the same properties as a tameh. Rashi, Ish, by the Shtamit, Misil Rabbi Kiva, Chol Mili, Aron Kitame Masvilei. By the Shtamit, Tana Ba'amad, listening to the Inyam Magat Tumma Sorrow, Vatame Kiadadi. The touching of a tumor of an arrow and a tummy is the same. If we don't find that, it makes more sense to learn, not like a blazer, but rather to say, it has nothing to do with an arrow being like a tummy, just that an arrow can't do haza, a separate halacha. Not because he's like a tummy, because he can touch kachim, he can touch truma. I never found anywhere that Rabbi Kiva says that he's restricted. Rav Yosef's answer was that according to Rabbi Kiva, an arrow is exactly like a tameh. Dr. Rava, why is that never mentioned anywhere? Therefore, Rava disputes Rabbi Yosef's chat and Rabbi Kiva. He says there's no such halacha that an arrow has all the restrictions of a tameh. I, by para, an arrow can't do kiddush because it's a chumrah paraduma. And even though you have a kavachaymer, if a tuyayim can do it, shouldn't an arrow for sure? For some reason, we don't make the kavachaymer. That's what Rav is answering. I don't say an arrow is restricted from touching truma. So there's a machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef. How do we understand Rav Akiva? Rav Akiva by truma, eating truma, has a pasuk of ish. The rabbi is arrow katame. What does that say? So, till Rav Yosef came around, there's an extra pasuk by eating truma and kachim, that an arrow has those restrictions as if he were tameh.
Only there.
Only there. Came along Rav Yosef and said, no, Rabbi Kiva meant much more. He meant to say that an arrow is treated like a tameh across the board. He can't walk into the azara, he can't touch truma, he can't touch kachim. The trouble, why is that never mentioned anywhere? And therefore, Rav says, I disagree with that pshat. And I think this Brisa is not like Reb Elazar. Doesn't Shlug Reb Elazar up because he had a Brisa on his side? But I don't like the answer. And that's where the conversation stops.
But at least he has something. They have a difference of opinion, and he brings a Brisa to prove it. So what's the...
No, Reb Akiva's not arguing the Brisa. Reb Akiva's saying that Brisa is telling me not like Reb Elazar. That even though an Aro is not like a Tameh, an Aro can sprinkle. Again, before we knew Reb Yosef's answer, Reb Elazar said an Aro can sprinkle. We asked the Kasha from a Brisa that said an Aro can sprinkle.
No.
Right? So, you could leave the Kasha there. And say that this Brisa says Reb Elazar is wrong. Came along Reb Yosef and said, no, it doesn't disprove Reb Elazar because that's according to Reb Akiva. Reb Yosef just was mechadish a whole new pshat in Reb Akiva. Rava doesn't accept that pshat. I'd rather remain with the kasha.
Why can't you just say that Reb Akiva holds only by Hazza? Only by Hazza.
Where? Where would the ribui be?
Only Ishish was only by Truma.
It's said it by Truma. So there's two ways to understand that limud now. Is the Torah saying an aro is treated like a tamei period across the board? Or not? Now, if Yosef does, Rava doesn't. Rava's Raya is, why don't we have it anywhere? Wouldn't this be mentioned somewhere?
It's a good question.
Well, you can use that as a Raya that it's not true. If nothing, something is not mentioned, it's not true.
So, Reb Akiva could hold a Reb Elazar also by the, but this price would be shrimp.
Exactly.
Doesn't the Gemara come back and try to say
it's right
that says it?
And the Gemara gets out of it, so it's all Raya. In fact, the Gemara below, there's no price that it says that Aro's like a Tami, to tell the Aro about Tami Peturim and Aria. And Aro and Tami don't go to see to the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Yom Tov. Isn't that a Raya? It's a Raya to Erev Yosef. Here is Aro can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that saying Aro's like a Tami? Not the Gemara, no. Hasam Mishim Zemos. That could be even according to the Rabbanan. It's disgusting for an Aro to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do because he's like a Tamei. Rashi?
And bringing someone to Tahara is not disgusting?
Guess not. Rashi the Mars, we roll as Bazara. Again, question. Can an Aro touch Truma? Mars is not a factor in that.
Eating.
Eating he's restricted from. According to Makiva, ish. Question is, can an Aro touch Truma? Reb Yosef said, according to Reb Akiva, no. Rava disputes that. So he said, you can't go into that Zara. So Rava's answer is, that's nothing to do with Aro Katame. It has to do because it's disgusting.
So according to Reb Akiva, an Aro can touch the Truma but not eat it?
According to Rava's shot in Reb Akiva. When Reb Yosef shot in Reb Akiva, an Aro cannot touch Truma. The Machloikas is, the Achrayim say, I think Briska Rav, is how to define when the Torah says Aro Katame. Is that a halachic definition, or is the Torah creating a material?
Oh,
that was Reb Eliezer's opinion, not Reb Akiva's opinion. Not Reb Elazar, Reb Eliezer is a Tana. Where's Reb Elazar the Amira? Now we go back to the machlokes we had, whether a woman can mix the ashes into the water.
Magretin?
Yes.
Is there a criteria for what is considered maus, mias?
I don't have a definition in my Webster's for that, no.
Is there anybody else offhand that you can think of that is not allowed to come into the Zohar because of, I don't know, the birth?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, there are people that are putting them in a Ria because they smell. There are other things. But the Gemara never uses the word Maz. The Gemara just says that it has to be somebody that can mingle with people. Anybody that people want to stay away from is Patim and Aria. A tanner.
Yeah, so
have a...
Yeah. if a person is because of problem is that he has he smells, let's say, he's pater from Riyah, or he doesn't show up, but he still has to bring Bikurim.
Oh, he's pater from Riyah. Whoever doesn't have Riyah doesn't have the chiyuv to bring the kavanas. That's the Gemara Chagiga. We're not learning Chagiga now, but that's the Gemara Chagiga. Daf. I think the Chagiga ends at Chavav. Chavzayin. So it's hard to be Mechzayin in Chagiga, but it is Daf Heyam and Aleph. I have no idea where Chagiga Yerushalmi ends, I'll be honest. But I don't think it goes to Mechzayin either, no. But Chagiga ends in Chavzayin, and I think this is on Daf Hey. I asked you, didn't have to answer. Dr. Harris didn't answer. Rachmaninoff didn't answer. Mr. Goldstein didn't answer. Yankee didn't answer.
We just learned what's
the thing.
Tell you.
He said, you can't do it 2 minutes later. Right. So I think you're right. And they go according to their reason. Meaning? The Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan's Machloikas about whether a woman can mix the ashes has to do with their Machloikas in somewhere else. That's not.
I don't know what gets to. Where do you see a transition to women?
Meaning, how do I know that the Gemara is transitioning back? Because I read the next three lines. So I saw that the Gemara is transitioning back. So when I teach it, I already know the next three lines. Meaning, had I been preparing Gemara for the first time in my life, I would say, but I was going to what goes to Tamayo? So I could have done one of two things. I could have read the next three lines, or I could have looked to Rashi. And Rashi, who also had your problem, spoke it out here, so nobody should get stuck here. Right, so let's do that, Rashi. But I was going to Tamayo, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanu, the Fligul El Bandragonis, that in Machloikis, whether an Andragonis can mix or not, go according to their reasons in how they learned the Psukim. So there was two ways I could have figured it out. Either read Rashi, who read the Gemara further, or read the Gemara further myself. But that's how I figured it out. We also learned Tamayu. The Tanya we learned how Kok Sherem Lakadish. Everybody can mix the ashes into the water. Chutz, Mecheresh, Shaitiv, and Katan. This has nothing to do with an Aro. We're talking about all, what am I talking about? I want to say the word genders. All competent people can. Besides Cheresh, Shaita, V'katan, they are nismayed from a pasuk, as we will see. Rabbi Yehuda, Machshir V'katan, he says a katan can. Upaisu be'isho b'adraganus. He says a woman in adraganus can. By time of the Rabbanon. D'chsev, V'lokhu la'tameh, mi'afar shreifis achatas. They should take for the tameh from the ashes and mix it with water. Hanach d'pasli b'asifa, psulim b'kiddush. Those who are puzzled to gather the ashes, right, can also not mix it. Right. One second. And the pasuk before says, V'asav ish tahar es efer hapara. The pasuk before, V'lokulatameh, says, V'asav ish tahar es efer hapara, V'niyach b'mokim kaddish. Now, v'asaf ish tahar. So from the word ish, the Rabbanan say ish v'la'isha. Tahar, I'm sorry, they say ish v'loy katan. The Rabbanan say ish v'loy katan. Tahar is to be machshir isha. We know we're talking about a tahar. It's an extra word. So v'asaf ish tahar, ish is to say not a katan. And tar is to say not that even a woman. That's how the Rabbanan dash the pasuk.
Wouldn't ish make more sense?
So Rashi asks Chikasha and says, see the Gemara and Yuma why that's impossible. And Rabbi Yehuda learns, and then the pasuk says, and those people who gathered it should mix it with water. V'asav ish tar is eifer hapara, v'lokhu latameh mi'afar shreif v'zachatos. Continuing on with the same people. Those people who are allowed to gather it can mix it. We excluded a cotton and we included a woman. Therefore, we say the same thing applies to the mixing of the ashes. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, of Rabbi Yehuda Amalok, M.K. name a crop, let the pasuk say, V'lokach, let him take, Asaf is singular, Asaf ishtar, V'lokach, why V'lokhu? Why does it turn from the singular to the plural? That's V'lohanach the psul of hacha, some sherem hacha. To say those that you excluded, the cheres, the cotton, back at Asaf, from the word ish, by saying V'lokhu, we're including those you excluded. But then it says, Yogi Yishanami. So why is a woman excluded? Because afterwards it says V'nasan. It says V'lokhu, ish, V'lokhu me'advar shrevas achatos, V'nasan. It turns from plural to singular and to male. Tell me, V'loy V'nasna, not a woman. So Yehuda says as follows. We agree, everybody agrees, that the gathering of the ashes, since the pasuk said V'asaf ish tohar, based on the Gemara in Yuma, ish excludes the cotton, and tar includes a woman. Everybody agrees that the gathering of the ashes cannot be done by a cotton and can be done by a woman. Then the pasuk said, and take from the ashes and mix it into a keli. The Rabbanan say, I don't see a change in who can do that. Doesn't say the word ish or nothing.
The gathering is not by a cotton, but yes by a woman?
Yes. We learn that from Sukkim. Nobody argues.
Sprinkling?
We're not talking about sprinkling. The next step is mixing. Whoever mixes sprinkles. So that's from the Sukkim. Now, who can mix? Rabbanan say, I see no change from gathering to mixing. Whoever can gather, can mix. Whoever can't gather, can't mix. There's no change. The Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, there is. It switched from singular to plural. That means we included people that we didn't include in gathering. Who was that? The cotton. We're including him now. So then we would say cotton and woman can do it. Came along the Torah and switched back to singular as a v'nasan. Why did the Torah do that? Right? The lakhu v'nasnu. Lakhu was to include the cotton. So why didn't the Torah stick to plural? The lakhu ma'var shrev v'zachatas v'nasnu alof marim chayim. Why Vinasan? Why did we go back to singular?
And everything else also?
Yes.
No, because of Chayrish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chayrish, yeah. So why did it switch back to singular? To tell me not a woman. Vinasan, Vilay Vinasna. So Rabbi Yehuda says, there is a switch between gathering and mixing. Whereas Rabbanah said, there was no switch. They didn't look at the plural. The Gemara is going to say why in a moment. I just want to read the Gemara again and do the Rashi.
They didn't look at
the Gemara is going to ask in a minute why they ignored the changes. So the Gemara, let's do it again. Rabbi Yehuda Amarlach, M. Cain, name a haikra, v'lokach. It should stick to the singular. My v'lokhu. Tafila hanach the psulim hasam. Even those that are puzzled for gathering, Sherem Hachem. Where do you exclude a woman from? Because it switches back to the singular, V'nasan. Why? V'loi V'nasan. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. V'lokhu latame baster asifus afriksiv. It's after the gathering of the ashes. Hach avoided the Kiddush. This service of mixing it. V'en avoided masekis mintayim. In the Torah, there's nothing in between. No avayda in between. Hanach the psulim basif and psulim mekiddush. V'hasim dashinan and back in Masech Tzuma darshins. By the way, it says the daf and Rashi mem gimel. V'hasav ish v'loy katan tohar lahakshuras isha. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Harris, is kasha v'lekin the midrash ipcha ish v'loy isha tohar v'loy katan. Why did he do it the other way? Dr. Rashi, the amr b'perik tohar b'kalfi kol haparsha kula mashma moitzi miyad. Mashma, meaning, if you follow the parsha, each one changes the one before. So the one before was puzzled by Isha, so the next one by writing Ish can be excluding a woman because he excluded a woman from the last one. In the order of Avodas, the Avoda before Asaf, we excluded a woman. So why didn't the Torah have to write Asaf Ish? We already excluded it. That's Ish is to exclude a cut. Why didn't they have to write Tar? We're talking about Tar. Must be Tar to include a woman. Can't say the opposite, because then the Torah wouldn't have to write it, because we would have just followed along. It has to do with the sequence of sukkim. Right? That's the way the sugya is over there. Im Kain, okay, back to the Rabbana. Back to the Rabbana. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda right? Isn't there a change from singular to plural back to singular? Zog the Rabbana, no. Iksiv v'lokach v'nasam, hava amina, I would have thought, shaku chad v'yoav chad. The way Rashi learns here, one person has to take the ashes, and one person has to mix the water. You cannot have two people do the job. The lakach, one person takes the water, the ashes, the nasa, and one person puts the water. So the Torah wanted to tell me it's not true. You can have a number of people take the ashes. No, gathering the ashes is done before it's sent out to the cities. Then afterwards, they take the ashes from where it came to and mix it with the water. So that's the Kiddush. That's the Lakubanasa. That's the process of Kiddush. So Habamina Shaku Khaviyavchad, Kasa Rahman of Alaku, it can be done by two. Because Rahman of Alakubanasu, Habamina the Shakli Tray Viyavi Tray. You need two people. Kasa Rahman of Alakubanasa. I feel the Shakli Tray Viyavchad. To tell me you can be two, it can be one, we don't care. Rashi?
By mixing,
correct. Rashi. Im kein dahu asif and nokil gabi mikadi, shlichta veloka chlatame. Kein kadu sif asif and vashu vashu yokan. That's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda. Fil hanam tum sul of hasim and cotton. The shaku chad asra v'yoav chad mayim. So the havamina would have been, one person takes the ashes, and one person would put the water. You can't have multiple people involved. One and one. You can have multiple people involved.
Can you have the same person do it?
So Tyson's learned that having a woman, you need... Again.
There's noise on the phone. Clean it up.
I was
going to
say it first.
Tyson says the would have been that the same person had to do both. Kamashmalah, you don't need the same person.
But you could have.
You could have the same person. Tyson's learned that having a different than Rashi.
So Lucky teaches that.
Rashi elsewhere in Yuma learns like Tysus here. But here Rashi learns that it would have been one does one and one does the other. Kamash learned that you can have multiple people in each. And Tysus learns that it would have been that the same person has to do both.
But then how does Lakhu teach me opposite the other way? How does pluralizing it make it so that now I can see that this that two you can
Lakhu, two people can take.
No. I might think that
who would have said v'lokach v'nasan
be the same person.
Same person.
So how do I know that? How do I know from the pluralizing it that it means one person can do this and one person?
Because v'lokach was plural. But one second, v'lokach was plural. That means two can do it.
But v'lokach means maybe two people can do the thing. But when it comes to the nasu, it has to be only.
The Gemara seems to assume that
the cross applies.
Across the blood, right? Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
How can the thing, why two people can't do it? That's the reason behind it. Think to have a person tell me no, don't worry about it. What would do we have anything like that only one person can do something? I mean, is it because
of Rika?
What?
Again. The Habamina would have been that the act of Kiddush is a mitzvah for one person to do. Kiddush involves taking the ashes and mixing it with water. So it's one process. I mean, I agree with you that I don't have a...
It has to be smart, I think. Choik, that's one?
Not a choik. There's a svara to it. Zrikas Hadam of the Mitzvayach is done by one kayak.
Have to be?
Yes.
100%? But it
can't
be the, it doesn't have to be the same one that did the
Shvita
and the Kabbalah, right?
You
could be different.
Yeah,
100%.
It's a different Aveda.
But this is a different
Aveda.
Not,
but it's not.
The Kiddush and the collecting of the
Ashes. This is the process of Kiddush.
So you think that's the process of Carbon?
No, it's different. Carbon has four Avedas.
Do people do Zrika?
No.
No, for the Tumbay.
Only one has to do Zrika.
Rabbi said,
I don't know. Honestly, don't know the answer to your question.
Mr. Seeley, two people
sprinkled at the same time.
Why would he need it?
Well, isn't that right? I don't want to know. What,
two different.
Why?
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
But why not?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
So what am I right now? I don't know whether the test Rebbe marks it wrong. When Rebbe says,
I'm not true. You never wrote, you don't know. You know it all.
You have a different shot.
Maybe that's what happened. You counted the pages hard to a different time. You ended up with Mem Zion. Maybe that's what happened. We're bringing this in just to teach me halacha that we know for the source. Then the Torah should sprinkle on the Tameh. The word Torah is extra. We've been talking about Torah the whole time. All of a sudden, the Torah has to say again Torah to tell me Torah Mechlal Shul Tameh, that he's not 100% Torah. This extra Torah is to tell me that he's not 100% Torah, because we've been talking about 100% Torah till now.
You gotta be a big
Kashyap
guy.
No, that's what it means. This is the source that a Tuyayim is past Kashyap. Like the Torah repeating Torah, again, it's like the Torah telling me, as long as he's basically Torah. Which means he went to the mikvah, but he didn't have a sunset yet. Rashi. If he has to be 100% Torah, lish to kruminate, the pasuk should keep quiet. I know Yudana, and I would know the Tamiyasa Bepara. The Chatas Kaya Rachmana. Tyre refers to it as a Chatas. And on my Torah, Torah Koldahu. Vashmina, Tvuyam, the Mikri Torah, the Siva Rachat Vamayim Betoher. It says elsewhere that once you go to the Mikvah, you're considered Torah. Not completely. But partially. Oh, you get a name Tar. Good. So this word Tar is to include the minimum Tar. The minimum Tar is Tvuyay. Okay.
Is there any idea how?
No. Just the extra word. That's what Rashi says. Dr. Gemara Baitan. Boyim in Amor Abshashis. New Sukkah. They asked Rav Shaitan the following shayla. Aru mau b'maiser. Can an aru eat maiser sheni? Now, we referenced that earlier yesterday. And we said an aru can't eat maiser. That's because the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis knew the maskana of the Gemara in Ayin Gimel. But at this point, the Gemara wants to get into it. Is an aru restricted from eating maiser or not? Again, in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, we assumed that he can't. That's how we slugged up the Kal V'chomer, when we said a Tvuyayim could eat Maaser and an Aro can't. Right? That an Aro can't? We'll find out. How do we know a Tvuyayim can? Then we just accepted a fact. Now, we're getting into it. Two parts. First, we're going to get into how I know an Aro can or cannot eat Maaser. And then we're going to go to the fact that a Tvuyayim could eat Maaser. How do you know that? Now that's what's coming up now.
About touching, anything over there?
Nothing to do with touching.
Eating.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm quoting
that. Right. Okay. Dr. Gemara Nakamot, Bayer Meir Roshesh, Aro Malba Maaser. Now, what would be the Havim meaning that he can't eat Maaser? Where would it say it in the Torah? That he can't. Why assume not? Why assume that an oral can't? Why are you having a shiloh?
Pesach,
not. Pesach is Pesach, and Truma is Truma, and Maaser Sheni is less.
You know what I'm saying, but
because
that's the point I'm asking. What? Where do you see that it's less?
Oh, in many ways we see it's less. Many ways we see it's less.
Right.
We're going to see this. I let the Gemara do this. Why should I do this in the next few days? What? Maaser Sheni, every Yisrael in Yerushalayim.
Nothing to do with Kahuna.
Nothing to do with Kahuna.
It's so I would say that that's more Qumran.
Why?
It applies all the time.
Do
we have that?
I don't think so, but anyway.
Wasn't that one of the Qumrahs to have? It's more.
No,
more.
Not with this. When you're restricted from eating something, that's a Qumrah. Yisrael can't eat Truma, that's a Qumrah. Yisrael could eat Maitre Shane, he's a Kula, not a Qumrah.
But there aren't halakhas in this Michael that are more.
The reason I don't want to get into this is because the Gemara is going to do all this work for me. So why am I doing it? The Gemara is going to do all the heavy lifting. The next two blot, you will hear all the svaras why anything is stricter than anything else. And all the sources of why this is mutter, this is usher, this is mutter, this is usher.
I mean, really, you should say, I'm sorry, we could say it, no, because there's shabbos, right? Why would it? That's what I would say first thing, right?
Well, again, I'm asking you what's the source that he should be usher. That means the svara is, unless you have a limud that it's usher, it's
right,
mutter.
Right.
That's what I said. So we agree, finally. We agree.
There's no makor to say, right.
But there is a makor, and that's going to be the problem.
Which year of
Shemitah
is this?
My Shoshani is 1, 2, 4, 5.
So it's only, out of 7 years, you only do it 4 times?
4 times. Okay. Shemitah is no Maishas. 3 and 6 is Maishrani instead of Maishrani. 1, 2, 4, 5 is Maishrani. Maishrani is taken to Yerushalayim, eaten Yerushalayim, or you redeem it at home, take the money to Yerushalayim, and spend it on food.
Any kind of food? Produce? Meat? Anything?
Any kind of food. If you buy an animal, you buy it for shlamim. If you buy mangoes, you can buy hula mangoes.
You can't go to the deli and buy salami.
I don't know if you can buy regular meat. It's a good question. I don't know. I would have to look it up. Now, if you can buy a name of Shages, Oro Malba Meiser. Can an Oro eat Meiser? Now, let me explain. How do I know that an Einan can't eat Karban Pesach? That an Einan can't eat Kachim. So back on Einam at Beis, the Gemara said, we learn now the Isser Einam by Pesach from Xerah Shavah from Meiser. By Meiser it says, Le'echalti ba'ayni mimenu. The person says, I did not eat the Meiser while he was an Einan. And we have Xerah Shavah back on Einam at Beis, where the Gemara wanted to learn out there Meiser or Truma, and the Gemara says, Meiser is derived from Xerah Shavah. It doesn't say it by Pesach. Remember? Isser Arul does, and Isser Einan it doesn't. That means we have Xerah Shavah between Pesach and Meiser. That's where we derive that a Karban Pesach can't be eaten by an Einan. That comes from Xerah Shavah from Meiser. That means there's an existing Xerah Shavah between Pesach and Meiser. On that item of days, we referenced that a person cannot eat Pesach when he's an Einan. The source of that was Xerah Shavah from Meiser.
I thought we applied
it to Oro, but not by Truma. Because it says, V'chol Zar, Zaras Lo'aninus. So he said, how about by Pesach? That is Xerah Shavah from Meiser, that an Einan cannot eat Pesach. So the Xerah Shavah exists. And since Xerah Shavah exists, once we have Xerah Shavah, how do we use it? Do we use it to learn out Chumras from Meiser to Pesach? Or does it go the other way as well, that we learn out Chumras from Pesach to Meiser? Is this Xerah Shavah a one-way street to teach us that if Meiser has a Chumrah, Pesach has that Chumrah, but not necessarily if Pesach has the Chumrah, does Meiser have the Chumrah? Or Xerah Shavah is an open highway. Once you have that highway, you pass it both ways. And Pesach is usher to an Aro, so is Meiser. The Torah wrote an Einan is usher to Meiser. The Torah never said an Einan is usher to Pesach. The Torah said an Aro is usher to Pesach. The Torah never said an Aro is usher to Meiser. but I have Xavier Shava to connect the two. And I used Xavier Shava at least one way to teach us the Isser Einam by Pesach. Do I also use it the other way?
Why would you only go one way? What does Xavier Shava mean?
So let's see what the Gemara says. You know, what? You only learn out the stricter one, which is Pesach, from Meiser, Kal Mechomer Lo Yalov, and not the other way. Frek Taisus, again, I want everybody to hear this. Frek Taisus Avram Kohn's Kasha. How do you have Xavier Shabbat? You don't use both ways. Xavier Shabbat is a highway. Once the highway exists, it goes both ways. Taisus is Kasha. Taisus is Mechavim to Rav Kohn. Emphatisis, Kal Michamer Le'olof, two Terutzim. First time it says, is it Xavier Shava that we learn out Pesach from Meitzer, or is it a Kal V'Chaymer? If it's a Kal V'Chaymer, it only goes one way, from the Kal to the Chaymer. That's what I said, because that's what it is, Meitzer. But that's the Gemara Shaila. Or, ready, second Teretz, is this Xavier Shava Mufna or not Mufna? If it's Mufna, then I learn both ways. If it's not Mufna, it has to make logic. Logic only goes from the Kal to the Chaymer, doesn't go the other way. So the Gemara is asking about the mechanism of this Xavier Shava. Is this a real Xavier Shava covered all bases? Or is this a Xavier Shava that can be questioned when logic questions it? And if that's true, we question it one way, not the other way.
That's the first answer.
Then it might not even be Xavier Shava. Correct. This is Taisus, and that little Taisus, Kal Mechaymer Leparuch, Taisus, that's two Terutzim.
The print here is so small. Is it true?
No, it's not so small.
John,
I
should come out with a magnifying glass.
No, I think you need glasses. You know, Dr. Solomon told me when the Balaturim starts looking like the Toldos Iron, you need a new prescription. Just Rashi. Aninus. We learn enough in Pesach. So the question is the limud both ways or one way? Now, I called it Xavier Shava because that's what the Gemara called it Xavier Shava back in Ayin and Beis. The Gemara called it Xavier Shava. Well, the Gemara didn't call it Xavier Shava. Rashi called it Xavier Shava. But here the Gemara seems to say it worked one way or both ways. Tysus has Avram Cohn's problem. And answers that for some reason this wouldn't work both ways. Either the Gemara is having me that it's not a Xavier Shava, it's a Kal V'Chaymer, and then it only goes one way. Or the Gemara assumed that it might not be Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, remember we had that, and that can be questioned, but the question would only go when we're learning out a linear from a strict, not a strict of a linear. What? Right. And for the Gemara, Amaluhu, Sir Sheshis answered to Nasuhu, to the Beferisha Mishnah. Hatruma v'abikurim. The Mishnah there contrasts truma in bikurim to Maaser Sheni, and the Mishnah is telling us things that truma in bikurim have that Maaser doesn't have, and then it tells me things that Maaser in bikurim have that truma doesn't have. So there's a Mishnah there that's contrasting Maaser. Truma Bikurim. And it says, there's some things that Truma and Bikurim have, Maaser doesn't have. Some halachas. And some halachas Maaser and Bikurim have that Truma doesn't have. When it lists those halachas, it says as follows. HaTruma BaBikurim Chayav Alei Misa. If somebody, a Zohar, eats Truma, Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. If a somebody, a Meitzer Sheni, can be eaten by a Zohar. So it's not even restricted. And Chaimish, if somebody eats Truma B'Shegig, he has to pay 25% surcharge. Pay for the Truma, and 25%, which is a Chaimish of the total.
Who gets that money?
The Kayim. Whoever he pays the Truma to, that's who he would pay the Chaimish to. Asurim Lazarim cannot be eaten by a Zohar. The Hainik Se Kayan, and it belongs to the Kayan. He can marry a woman, he can give her Truma. Hariat Mukadashis Liba Truma Zu. Now, she can't eat it yet, right? But she can sell it, it's worth money. So he can go over to her and say, yeah, it's another Kayan. He can go to her, he has a pound of Truma. Goes for $5 in the market and he says, Hariat Mukadashisli, but Trumazu. It's his money. Why can't he be Makadasher? Maisha Sheni does not belong to the owner. It's Mam and Gavaya. It's a Machlokes Tanoim, but this Mishnah goes that it belongs to Hashem. He lets you eat his money. If a guy walked over to a woman and said, Hariat Mukadashisli, but Maisha Sheni's there, not yours. It's like me taking Baruch Maisha's pen and going to be Makadasher woman. It's not my money.
What if somebody steals Maisha Sheni? Turn it?
I'm not sure. I don't think he does. He would have to pay him whatever the amount.
But there's no
payment
for sure because it's not
money. Right. Correct. And the oilim be'echadimeya, to make truma batel, it's 100-1 ratio. That's a rabbinic halacha. Usually, something mixes into something else, it's batel b'raiv. By truma, if you have a pound of truma that gets mixed into 99 pounds of chulin, you can't eat it. Yisrael can't eat it. It has to be 100-1 ratio. Truma is only batu when you have 100 times more chulin. Batu b'raiv. And?
Where is it, rov or shishim?
Shishim is a drabanan. By the way, it may be a drabanan also. But shishim is a drabanan only by mimba she'ena minai, not by mimba minai. Batu b'raiv. And? Utunim rechitis yidayim. Can't eat truma unless you wash your hands. There's a mitzvah of netilos yidayim for truma. And?
Not by
my shesheni. And? Ut of the hair of Shemesh. Somebody becomes tamei and goes to the mikvah, he can't eat truma. He's a tuyayim. He has to wait till the sun sets. My shesheni, as soon as one goes to the mikvah, they can eat my shesheni. Those are the severities of Truma and Bikurim, the Maisa doesn't have. Hare'elu b'Truma b'Bikurim, Mashayin kim b'Maisa. What's the Raya? The Misa, if you're going to say an Aru is Mutter b'Maisa, and he's not Mutter in Truma, so why doesn't it say, Nisni Aru Aser b'Maisa? Why isn't one of the severities that an Aru can't eat Truma b'Bikurim and he could eat Maisa? It's a Raya that an Aru can't eat Maisa. So the fact that it's not in the list of chumras is a raya that it's not a chumra. We're listing the severities of Tum and Bikurim over Meister. I have another one. Tum and Bikurim are Asa Tornaro and Meister's Mutter. Doesn't say that. It's a raya that Aro is Mutter b'Meister, Asa b'Meister. And for the Gemara, no. Ton of Ishayer. Doesn't mention everything. And now the Gemara is going to get into that. We're going to try to catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Misa, Tamei Aichlok, the Siva Mesa, Baiki Chalulub, the Eifer is desecrating it. It'll be Kurim, Ketumu, the Mermar, Tumu, Shat, Chela, be Kurim. Chaimish, Zahar, Aichlok, Bishagik. Zahar, Wita, Bishagik. Maisa, Shani, Loi, the Zahar, Makhli, Loi, they can eat it. Vain Chaimish, I'll play this, my train. There is a Chaimish, my Maisa, when you redeem it. Hey, Nixi, Kayan, the Kaddish, Mamas, Isha, to marry a woman, Likich, Mamavadim, Vekakos, he can use it to pay for servants and land. Ubehemet, Tmea, he can take his truma and buy a horse, pay somebody with truma to buy his horse. Meiser, you eat, drink, and smear yourself. You're not allowed to. Ve'enishim is kadeshes by. Ustam mishner remeir, demer meiser mam and gevayahu, belongs to Hashem. Ve'avagab de kulu, ve'avagab de truma bikurim. This sounds like a kula, that it belongs to the kayat. Ve'lachi chashim lay listed. Ve'chinami amar b'bir b'bav m'tzim v'ekazov, the kulu. This is really a kula. Because the fact that it belongs to the Kayan lets him do things which he wouldn't be able to do with Meiser. Why is it listed here? The Gemara says it just lists one kula. Be'echad u'meya, I have a Meiser batel b'raiv, v'lo ba'i echad u'meya, you don't need 100-1. Tunim ha'ev, t'chitzis yidayim, afilu ha'im peris. even if it's not bread. The stam yadayim shniya same drabanan, yet a hand is considered a sheni l'tumah rabbinically, or paisus is a truma. Have a mice of a chulin kaimel hanoit the other for Paris. If you wash for dry fruit, harizemi gatse ruach, you're considered a balgaiva. Harav shemesh, you have been a by pirka, to a yay mutter be mice of us of a truma. And we will continue with Meir Shem tomorrow morning.